And we return. It's Topical Currents, Thursday edition. Joseph Cooper along with Bonnie Berman. Well, hurricane season is underway, of course. We have Andrea supporting us today, Bonnie.
Yes.
It's not too bad here in downtown, but I understand up north things are...
Well, and we're under a tornado watch until 10 this evening for all of South Florida.
Well, we certainly hope we'll avoid the big one this season, but preparations must be considered. After bodily and structure safety, a major concern, of course, is loss of power and feeding those among us. We're joined now by my friend, chef, author, and syndicated columnist Linda Gastenheimer. Linda, when that fridge shuts down, the clock is running.
It sure is. June 1st, this has been a wild year for weather. Who would have expected a named storm in the first week of June? It's time to get ready for sure. So as you said, what about the food and how should we prepare? And when the power is back, this is the question we get a lot. What food can I save and what do I need to throw out?
I guess it's a good idea during hurricane season not to keep too much in the freezer.
Well, we're going to ask about that. To help us with these answers is Jan Norris. Jan is publisher of JanNorris.com, Food and Florida Online. And she's also been a frequent guest here for our restaurant review program. So welcome, Jan Norris.
Thank you so much on this blustery day.
Well, I understand. Now, you're in Palm Beach area, and you said it's really bad up there.
Yes, it has been. We're in a lull at the moment, but more is expected. Right now, Okeechobee County, just west of me, is under a severe tornado watch, so we're keeping an eye open. We've already had what they believe are tornadoes this morning out in what we call the acreage area.
Wow.
West of here. Mm. Yeah. Wow. Serious business, so you picked a fun day to do this, let me tell you.
Yeah. I hope by planning this I didn't bring it on.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'd love to hear from you, our listeners. Do you have any hurricane food preparations questions or any kind of question? Give us a call. That's 800-743-9576, 800-743-WLRN.
Our email is radio@WLRN.org, radio@WLRN.org, and you can tweet us with a question at Topical Currents.
Great. Well, also with us, our favorite wine guy, Fred Tasker. He's joining us by Skype. He writes the wine suggestions for my Dinner in Minutes column that you can read in today's Miami Herald. And you can also read my wine column, his wine column, sorry. Fred, sorry.
Okay.
It's your column, Fred, in today's Miami Herald.
Thank you.
Obviously, Fred, I think I need to drink today. What do you think?
Well, it's always a good idea, as far as I'm concerned, in moderation, of course.
Of course. Okay, so I guess you have some advice coming up for us later on.
Yes, I do.
He's probably battening down the hatches in Michigan.
Jan Norris, June 1st is a start date, but we didn't expect a storm so quickly to come upon us. What is your tip? How should we get started?
Well, let's start with the essentials. There's, as we've heard, it's a weird time to be stocking your freezer. You don't want to put great big things in there that are going to go to waste in case of a storm. You have some advance notice, unlike a tornado or something like that. We do have at least some notice. So now is the time to prep for it. We can get busy. We can clean out that freezer. We can get our ice made ahead of time. That's one of my big tips, is you're going to need water anyway. So freeze at least 2 1-gallon jugs. Stick them in your freezer right now. Of course, dribble a little out to leave headroom.
I was going to say, yeah, because it expands.
That's correct.
Water expands when it freezes.
And if you don't want to take up that kind of space, freeze a baking pan full, freeze a mixing bowl full, but freeze block ice, because block ice is going to last longer. You're going to need it to keep your freezer frozen longer. If you keep it closed, you're not going in and out of the freezer anyway once that hurricane hits, and it'll keep your food cold longer at least, maybe giving you time to fire up your gas grill. That's the other thing. Buy an extra tank now.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Buy an extra cooler now.
Yeah.
You want an extra cooler to get the ice when you do have it or can find it. So definitely buy a cooler, buy your gas grill. Make sure you have your little emergency box packed with a manual can opener. Hello. There's no power.
So frustrating otherwise. Exactly.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, can I just come back to the freezer for a minute?
Sure.
I've heard two different things. One says keep your freezer filled with something because that'll keep things colder longer.
Very true.
Or otherwise, empty it out. You know, it's either one or the other. Is that it?
But none of us go around with an empty freezer. Let's face it. We're pack rats. I mean, you know, we're freezing beans and we're freezing this, that, and the other. And right now, because of the mango crop, people have mangoes in their freezer like crazy. So that's not really realistic to empty the freezer. I would empty it of huge roasts and great big things like that that you've, you know, squirreled away. Maybe you found a ham on sale or you found a huge prime rib on sale or something like that. Not so much when the power's out. You're going to lose that $65 or $75 piece of meat.
Yes.
Here's a tip, though. Right now is also a very good time to review your homeowner's policy. Most of them will cover freezer losses. So if you do end up making a claim, you can claim your freezer, you know, and the contents in it.
Is there a deductible?
I'm sure there is, yes.
Okay. It depends on the
policy. It would depend on the policy, but yeah. Most homeowners have...
Well, let me ask you another question here. You're going to buy some food, have it on hand, canned food or whatever, and it's got to last us through to October. And then we may never use it, hopefully, or we may use it. But what can we buy now that will last that long?
Everything that you want for power failures is non-perishable. You do not want to buy perishable food, obviously. So you're going to buy things like fish in a can. And by the way, all of this is on my website. So just so that our listeners know, they can go right to jannorris.com and they'll see this, all this advice right there. So
you know what my wife and I used to do was buy a lot of canned foods. And then at the end of hurricane season, they were still okay. So we donated them to the food bank.
Exactly. Because hurricane season ends right at Thanksgiving. Isn't that convenient? So there we go. And it's when the foods are needed, so don't worry about it. And besides which, I would rather have the food on hand, not face those long lines at the grocery store. If there's anything else I can tell you guys, it's do it now. What are you waiting for? As we see, it's already started, so let's get busy.
Right. I mean, and you're going to meet crowds, and then the shelves are going to be empty by the time you get
there.
Seen,
it is.
I've seen people battling over batteries.
That's true. Not just batteries, but canned fish. So we don't want to be on the salmon aisle, you know what I mean? So canned soups, we want protein. We want to avoid the salty foods because that's going to make us thirsty. We're not going to have air conditioning, theoretically. So you're going to be hot. You don't want to increase your thirst by buying salty foods. So try to avoid those easy foods like crackers. And even cookies and sweets have a lot of salt in them.
Well, so if it's post-storm, also it's a good idea, I think, to have your grill ready. And I know after Andrew, some of our neighbors came over and we had food in the freezer, so we just had big barbecues.
Yeah,
street food parties. We have a lot of those up here after a storm. And some of them, if you know the right people, oh boy howdy, they're great.
Well, the other thing is, I think when you're buying the canned packaged foods, to buy small ones. Like little packages of, they have the packs of tuna or the little tiny cans of tuna. Because once they're opened, if you don't eat it all, you have no place to put it.
That's exactly right. And I also recommend milk. We're going to want milk for cereal, which is a real comfort food for kids especially, as is mac and cheese. Those can be cooked on the grill. If you've got those little boxes of milk, they make shelf-stable milk. And we don't have to resort to powdered milk or evaporated milk. So go ahead and buy the shelf-stable milk. It's good for 3 months. There's not a thing wrong with it. You can get it in low fat and the whole nine yards. So
right. And so now here's the question, everyone. Once the power goes back on, things in your refrigerator. I mean, for example, let's talk about maybe an open jar of mayonnaise.
Right.
Is that okay to
nope.
eat?
No, definitely not. If the power comes back on and the food is still cold in the refrigerator, and you're pretty sure it hasn't gone too much over, like, 50 degrees or so, it's okay. And a lot of the foods are good anyway. Ketchup rarely goes bad unless you leave it on the counter in a very, very hot kitchen. It will go bad, but you can, if it's been in the refrigerator and at least chili, it's okay. Mustard, okay. Jelly's okay. Nothing with dairy or egg or any protein is okay that's been refrigerated and is now hot. forget it.
Is it true that things with a lot of sugar in them, like honey and jelly and jams, won't spoil for an awful long time, even if they've been opened?
That's true. That is true. Sugar is a preservative, and it used to be used years ago as a preservative. It still is in some cases. But honey is a funny thing. It will get a film on it. It will, and it can get a mold on it. So you want to be careful with honey. Here's a tip for that for you Floridians. You all know about Tupelo honey, which never crystallizes and never has to be put in the refrigerator. How about that?
I didn't know it didn't have to be put in the refrigerator. That's
there
interesting.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay. And, well, on that note, we're going to just take a short break. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and we're talking with Jan Norris about hurricane food preparations. This is the day to think about it, unfortunately for us. We'll take a short break here, and we'll be back with more. Back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Our guest is Jan Norris. She's the publisher of JanNorris.com, Food in Florida Online, a great resource for everyone. She's been giving us some very good hurricane tips, what foods to have on hand, how to prepare our refrigerators and freezers, how to know what food's okay to eat once the power is restored. And she said all of that is going to be up on her website or blog. It's a blog, right, Jan?
Yes, I call it a website.
Okay, well, JanNorris.com. That's NORRIS.com. And it's dinner in minutes time. So it's Tuscan tuna and bean salad. It's a quick and easy dinner. It's perfect for this season with or without
so you
a storm.
Use canned tuna and canned beans.
Right.
Right.
But let me tell you, buy good quality canned tuna. If you can find the Italian canned tuna or something like that, it's really very flavorful.
Is that packed in oil or water?
Normally in oil, but you can rinse it.
Oh, okay.
You can rinse it. No cooking needed. So that's the Tuscan and bean salad. And then the side dish is a zucchini and tomato salad. Now, the zucchini is cooked in the recipe, but if you didn't have a way to cook it, zucchini tastes very good raw. So you could have it with another no-cook meal.
Slice it thin.
Yep. Joe, you're impressing me with your cooking ability.
Well, I'm a survivor.
Okay, so rinse and drain some canned navy beans or any kind of canned beans you have. Chop up some onions, drain the tuna, break it into large pieces, and mix that all together with a little vinaigrette sauce. That's it. Put it on some lettuce leaves, a bed of lettuce. Then the side dish, cut the zucchini into small pieces. If you have electricity, we'll microwave them. If you don't, you just leave them the way they are. Serve them raw. Chop up some tomatoes in the same size as the zucchini, a little olive oil. And sprinkle a little parsley if you have some on hand, a little oregano, and that's really simple. And that whole recipe is at dinnerinminutes.com. And then if you want a real quick shrimp pasta recipe with zucchini, that's today's Miami Herald. It's a very simple recipe. And please follow me on Twitter. That's at L. Gassenheimer. And Fred, what are we drinking? We're going to need to drink. One time we were getting a hurricane, my husband opened a whole bottle of wine and he went to sleep.
Yeah, that's not probably the greatest idea to be recommending wine parties during hurricanes. So I think I'll just talk about something kind of totally unrelated here. And that is, have you ever tried the Italian wine called Lambrusco? Now, you won't find this in $100 wine lists in fancy restaurants, and your wine snob friends may shun you if you would even admit to liking it. That's because it commits a couple of serious sins. It's red, it's fizzy, and it's sweet. But there's a place in my heart for Lambrusco because when I was studying in Bologna, Italy in my youth, it had one great advantage. It was the local wine, so it was the wine that I could afford. I would bring my own empty bottle, and they would fill it up from their 55-gallon wooden barrel for the grand price of 48 cents per liter, and 48 cents was pretty much what I had at that time. And Lambrusco went just fine with pizza and pasta with tomato-based sauces or even all by itself, and it's been in America, actually, for some time now. There is a hurricane story about it. During Hurricane Andrew, I visited the mess tent of a National Guard unit to see what wine went best with their main diet, which was MREs, or meals ready to eat. And they opened a big refrigerator, and it was full of Lambrusco. It kind of brought a tear to my eye. Anyway, Lambrusco these days is making a little comeback in America. They make it a little less sweet now, and it's crisp and fizzy and full of ripe strawberry and raspberry flavors. It's a great wine for picnic and sandwiches and such, or fruit salads, or even it goes really nicely with chocolate desserts. Mignonetto USA has a Lambrusco they call simply Eel, spelled I-L. I don't know why they call it that, but that's what they do. And it's only $8 or $9, so you can give it a try. And incidentally, you don't have to feel guilty if you like it, because I wrote some positive reviews of sweet red wines recently, and I got quite a few emails from readers who said they were grateful that I had finally given them the intellectual cover to drink what they liked. So give it a try.
Good. Sounds great. Let me ask a quick question, Fred, about wine and your electricity going off. So many people have a refrigerated wine cellar. Is that all right? I mean, how long can that wine last?
Well, you want, if you have it in a cabinet where that's cooled, you need to try to get a generator on it. I'd lost a lot of wine during Wilma when the electricity was out for 10 days and the temperature got up to 80 or 90 degrees of the wine, and that destroys it in a hurry. It doesn't make it bad or poison or anything. It just kind of takes all the fruit out of it. So you really need to have a, if you're going to have a serious wine collection, you need to have a generator.
Okay, and so if the wine stays warm for a little while, does it mean it ages faster, or just, or does it just turn to vinegar?
Yeah, actually, it does age faster, and there's nothing wrong with that. What you want to avoid is temperature shifts, changes, like going up 20 or 30 degrees one day and down the same amount the next day. But during a hurricane, you can't always do that.
Right. Let's go to back to Jan. Jan, now here we're going to be buying foods and we're going to be stocking up. How much do we buy? I mean, well, do we have to have a whole room set aside or what?
No, I recommend truly just, I like to say have a week's worth of just simple foods and things that you could combine. You need 2 weeks worth of water. Water is crucial. I can't emphasize that enough. We can last, you know, almost a month without food, but we can't last a week without water. So have water. I just can't emphasize that enough.
Well, what's wrong with our drinking water?
Well, there's a real good chance our pipes may be compromised,
mm-hmm.
and we would therefore need drinking water. And there, the stores now are under order to have generators on hand. So grocery stores will be probably reopened, but getting here may be a problem depending on the severity of the storm. So getting restocked after this wipeout that's going to happen ahead of time may be problematic, and some of the stores may not have the generators that, you know, the smaller stores and that kind of thing. So,
you know, two things that I could add are we had 10 or 12 jars of peanut butter, and that lasts for a long time, even just end up eating it with a spoon.
And
the other thing is, if you're like my wife, you're going to need some chocolate for comfort purposes. So
what kind of wine with the peanut butter? M&Ms
that melt in your mouth and not in your hand.
I did want to revisit the alcohol thing. It's a common thing that, oh yeah, we're under stress, so let's have a drink kind of thing. You need a clear head, truly, and I really recommend that. It's just common sense. And there's nothing more dangerous with a guy with a chainsaw and alcohol. And,
oh, right,
you know,
yes.
Forget that.
Yeah, no hurricane parties.
No, not until after the fact. Well after the fact, please. And no chainsaws.
Right. And peanut butter's okay to be opened unrefrigerated, is that right?
That's true.
It doesn't turn rancid?
All the nut butters, peanut butter, almond butter. Go outside your box there and try some almond butter, because you're going to get sick of peanut butter.
Right, so. And for people with allergies, that's a great idea. I like the sun butter. It's made with sunflower seeds.
Exactly.
It's really very, very good. And so people who have allergies, that would solve that problem.
What about the peanut butter that's just fresh ground and has no preservatives at all? And does that still last unrefrigerated?
Yes, because it's got so much oil in it.
I see.
Those are prepared just for that, and you'll see on there it does not have to be refrigerated. Some of them, there are some that do, that they contain, I forget what the ingredient is, that mandates that it should be refrigerated. But in my experience, nobody's ever gotten sick out from peanut butter being left out. So.
Right, and that's a great non-meat protein.
It is. I also recommend canned beans for non-meat proteins and the vegetarians out there,
right,
certainly.
Right,
Beans are just great. They can be made into a hummus. You can mash them with that. Yes,
right.
A hand masher. Ooh, what a concept. You
know? that sounds wonderful. Jan Norris, it's been really a very interesting week and lots of good information. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Happy to help.
And follow Jan, it's jannorris.com, Food in Florida Online. It's a great news, lots of good news for this area. So Bonnie Berman and Joe Cooper, nice to be with you today.
Likewise, thank you, Linda.
Fred Tasker, great advice as always.
Always a pleasure.
Okay.
Well, I hope we don't get any big ones this year.
No, that's maybe we'll just push it off. Well, next week we're going to be talking with Chef Jose Mendon from PB Steak. He's going to be telling us how to prepare the perfect steak for Dad on his day.
All right.
I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me then.